success mechanism. We are self-fulfilling prophecies. What you say about yourself comes true. Please start to pay attention to your own self-talk, because it is your own self-talk that is now programming you for either prosperity or poverty consciousness in the future. Now, you're not going to have learned about this in school. Most likely your parents didn't know about this, and it's not something the media discusses, poverty consciousness. But if there was ever a time in history that we're being programmed that things aren't going to be good, it would be now. So you've got to take control of your reality. Now, face it, to have abundance in any area of your life, you've got to take that 100% responsibility for that abundance. Because, face it, you are the source of your own riches. It's not your job, it's not your business, it's not your investments, it's not your loved ones. See, sadly, your job could be eliminated, you can lose your investments, your loved ones can lose their means of supporting you. Here's a fact of life. There is no security in life except for the abilities, talents, and skills that you have right now within yourself and the attitude that you have to do whatever it takes. Did you hear that? The attitude to do whatever it takes. You see, the greatest power we really have in life is the power to direct and control our life through our thoughts. You see, thoughts are real. They're like magnets that radiate out. Each one of us acts as a powerful broadcasting station that is sending out positive or negative vibrations. This is a universal law, folks. It is not a concept. It is a law. Think about this. Energy follows thought. If you focus on being poor and broke, the more poor and broke you become. If you focus on abundance and wealth and blessings and you picture it, the more you will do physically to get it, because you give yourself permission to do that. So anytime you dwell on your problems, you're really creating more, just like I talked about earlier when I talked about don't use the word want, because it only creates more wanting, and don't use the word try. So we want to understand that when you dwell on your problems, it leaves you tired, it leaves you feeling hopeless, it makes you just want to go lay down. And if you're preoccupied with negative thoughts, you're not going to do the things that allow you to create success and abundance and wealth in your life. You're not going to be creative. You're not going to be scanning the landscape of your reality looking for new products or new services or new exciting things to do. I read a book a number of years ago by Tony Robbins, and it's called Unlimited Power. And he said, which struck me as absolutely total truth, he said, it is not a lack of ideas on earth, but a lack of energy to create them. And that's true. You know a lot of people who have lots of ideas, and most of the time, they never enact on those ideas. I know people who walk into stores and see a new product or a new invention, and they've had those thoughts of inventing that product or invention. But the difference between the person who had the thought and the person who put it in the shelves in the store is somebody took action. And whenever you find yourself unresourceful, I'd like for you to do something I call a pattern interrupt. And all a pattern interrupt is when you start to pay attention to the caliber of information that goes into your mind and you catch yourself saying negative things. And people say negative things all the time. They're quite used to talking very negative to themselves. You know, the rich only get richer, everybody else has the breaks, all those kind of things. So if you catch yourself in an unresourceful state of mind, interrupt yourself and replace those thoughts that do not serve you. So if you ever catch yourself saying, I don't have enough money, replace it with, I have an abundance of money. Your homework assignment is to pay very close attention in the next 30 days to how you talk. Catch yourself when you fall into the mass consciousness of talking negative. Give yourself permission to change the way that you talk. This forces you to change the way that you think. And when you take 100% responsibility for doing this, you're going to find that you are more creative because you are the source of your own wealth in life, folks. And there is no security in life except for your own abilities, talents, and skills to take care of yourself and the attitude that you will do whatever it takes. I think it's been said throughout history, throughout philosophers, that the greatest power that we have in life is that power to direct and control our life through our own thoughts. Now, keep in mind, our thoughts are real. They're like magnets, and they radiate out. Each one of us acts as a powerful broadcasting station, sending out positive or negative vibrations. You know, this is a universal law. It's not a concept. It is actually a law. It is that like attracts like, and our thoughts attract people and things that match those thoughts. You can go to a party, and you can see in one corner the positive thinkers. They're all talking about all the good stuff that's happening in life and what they're doing, how excited they are. And then you can go to another corner, and then it's people having a pity party and bitching and moaning about everything. People gravitate towards each other who think alike. So it's imperative right now that you are aware of this internal decision that you, as a business owner, entrepreneur, professional, have to make, that you're going to step up to the plate and that you're going to create a reality that serves you. And to further this homework assignment, I'd just like to remind you that when you dwell on your problems, you only create more. Because when you dwell on problems, it leaves you tired. It leaves you feeling hopeless. You're preoccupied with negative thoughts. And that means that you're too distracted to do things in life that are the proper action things to do to get results. And so when you're preoccupied with negative thoughts, you will not see opportunities around you because, let's face it, you'll probably get depressed. And when you think negative things, you are going to get depressed. Here's one of the secrets of life, and I'm not talking about chemical depression. I'm talking about just daily things. Here's how you get happy. Spend 20 or 30 minutes focusing on positive things, happy things, things that you love, anything that makes your heart sing. You will feel good. Now, want to feel depressed? Think about you're too old, you're too fat, you don't have enough money in your account, there's no business coming in, your employees aren't working, on and on and on and on. Think thoughts like that for 30 minutes. You will be depressed. So this is a decision. And average people don't know how to make this decision, and you're not average. As I had interviewed Dr. Gene Landrum a few months ago on his book, The Innovative Mind, he talked about that only 3 to 8% of our population are visionary people and big thinkers and have innovative minds. They are the creators. They are the leaders. You have to be your own leader right now. You cannot rely on the outside world. You cannot rely on what used to work. You now have to do things that keep you in a state of mind of being receptive to great prosperity in your life. And the caliber of information that you put into your mind through your choices and your thoughts are going to make a difference on how successful you are in everything that you do. I think one of the greatest rules of success to create abundance is to focus on what you want versus what you don't want. What you focus on is what you get. Energy follows thought. And if you focus on being poor, the poorer you become, the more you focus on abundance, the more you picture it, the more you will do to get it. So let me emphasize how important this is, that your thoughts turn into your reality. There's a quote from Henry Ford that dates back to the turn of the century, but has great application today. If you think you can, or if you think you cannot, you're always right. I think you should write that down. If you think you can, or you think you cannot, you're always right. I think it comes down to this, folks. We have to make a decision of where we're going to focus. And It's a well-known fact that if a person comes to believe something and repeats